Business. Good evening. Is this on?
It is.
Good evening, everybody. I hereby call this meeting of the Mayor and Council for October 27th, 2021 to order. Madam Clerk, have we met the requirements for the Open Public Meetings Act and the Sunshine Law?
Yes, we have.
Would you all please join me in a salute to the flag?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Sure. Councilman Glazer.
Here.
Councilman Strauss.
Here.
Councilwoman Switlik.
Here.
Council President Kachinowski.
Here.
And Mayor Malloy is absent. We have a call.
Thank you. We have two public comment sections, but since I don't see anyone from the public, I believe you're from the paper, we're going to combine them. So in the first one, you can bring up anything, whether it's on the agenda or not. Do we have any comments from the public?
Jeff?
Nope. We're all good here.
Having no comments, we'll move on to the consent agenda. All items listed with an asterisk are considered to be routine by the township, mayor, and council and will be enacted by a single motion. There will not be separate discussions of these items unless requested by the mayor, a council member, or citizen, in which event the item will be removed from the general order of business and considered in its normal sequence on the agenda. Are there any items members of council wish to have removed?
No.
No. Are there any items the public wishes to have removed? No? So can I have a motion for the consent agenda?
So moved.
Second.
Councilman Glazer?
Yes.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlik?
Yes.
Council President Kachinowski?
Yes.
Motion carried.
Great. Moving on to reports. Councilman Glazer.
Yeah, quick. Historic, no reports since the last meeting. We'll meet next Wednesday, I think it is. And then Planning Board, Monday, there's a meeting. I think the agenda will be the redevelopment of Gray Rock. I think that was coming forward. I'm not sure. I haven't seen the agenda. And we'll probably be an initial discussion on the administrative site plan waiver process we've talked about a few times. So more to come on that.
Great. Thank you. Councilman Strauss?
Yes. Late report tonight as well. Clinton Township Board of Ed, their meeting was just this past Monday at 7:30 p.m. And after speaking with the board president, the only highlight is that they have an open board seat in which the information is on their website. For Environmental Commission, the next meeting is Thursday, November 4th. I'm not sure how the walkthrough went at the Windy Hills. I'm sure Amy will cover that in her report, Windy Acres, rather. And Public Safety, we had a meeting the other day with Chief DeRosa, myself, and the mayor. And the Adult Police Academy started tonight for 5 weeks at the Annandale Firehouse. And looks like a good crowd there and a good agenda for those folks who are attending. And that's all I have.
Councilwoman Switlik?
North Warriors Board of Ed was last night, and essentially it was about the book banning for the majority of the meeting. And I'd like to thank our police who attended and made sure everything was in order. Open space, I met with Mike McHugh and some people from the county, Clean Communities, about the cleanup over at the furnace. As long as we get the stuff out of the container where it's in, the county will be able to get it out for us free of charge. So I put a work order in. I'm going to wait till the winter when DPW isn't doing leaves. It's not a big priority, but something we want to get done. Like Mark said, we met with some environmental commission people over at Woody Acres for the environmental signage that we're going to put in. Had a good talk, a good walk, have some nice ideas of where the signs are going to go. We have our open space meeting tomorrow. One of the things that we're going to discuss as an open space committee is doing a master plan for our open space property. So we're going to be working on that. I think it's really important, especially with Woody Acres. Just want to make sure things don't get a little muddy. Hunting. Brays, we've had two here, with White Cloud 1, Prospect West 1, Prospect East 1, Hackett's 3-year, and Windy 0. I don't know if I mentioned it last time. There's a viral disease, EHD, which is taking out the majority of the deer. Apparently, this happens most often around properties that have water, which Windy Acres does have. There was 3 deer found that were not hunted, and I know some of the hunters aren't even going anymore, so I don't anticipate much on Woody Acres. We team, we met a couple weeks ago, just to introduce everyone and get on the same page. We're looking at what the township has already done and completed so we don't do double work. And also for our meeting tomorrow in open space, we're going to talk about environmental and open space and like what our goals are for the coming year. Last year, it seemed we were doing a lot of double work. Everybody was working on trail maps and really going to try to figure out what everybody's doing. So we have a new liaison, Doug, so hopefully he'll be able to manage. Okay, we didn't have a liaison for a while. That's it.
Thank you. The only thing I have to report is I want to remind the public that it's election day on Tuesday. Please vote. And we also have early voting. The closest one to Clinton Township is at the library in Clinton. My son partake in that thing, and it worked out great. Mayor Millay's not here, so he has no report. Township Administrator, do we have a report?
No, I don't have a report.
Okay, there are no public hearings, so we can move on to the resolutions. Under new business, we have two. The first one, resolution authorizing the purchase of miscellaneous items from Island Tech Services through state contract number 17-FLEET-00793.
Not to exceed.
Not to exceed. Thank you, Carla. $40,000. Do I have any discussion?
When we say miscellaneous, can we be more specific or we don't need to be?
That's a PD, I think, right?
Yeah.
It's for the police. I'm assuming it's like one of the, I recognize the vendor. That's why I'm like, we've seen this name before. So it must be standard stuff.
Mm-hmm. I'm fine. Yeah, I mean, for that amount.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Just sort of the recurring.
Yeah. Maybe supplies.
I'm sure it's for the CFO to make sure there's an open PO.
Right.
Yeah, we review, purchase orders are reviewed for dollar amount, for money in for the appropriation. By the CFO,
right.
By the department head, for what they're purchasing, and then on the last
right.
one.
Yeah, so I'm sure it's just the recurring stuff from Island Tech.
I send that resolution to the CFO to get certification of funds.
It's the same as money, so I'm fine. Yeah. Thank you. Sorry.
Yeah. Sorry. May I have a motion?
I'll make the motion.
Second.
Second.
Thank you.
Councilman Glazer.
Yes.
Councilman Strauss.
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlik?
Yes.
And Council President Kachanowski?
Yes.
Motion carried.
Okay, second resolution. Resolution authorizing the purchase of infield mix from Partac Peat Corporation through state contract number 65MCESCCPS, not to exceed $31,920. This is an infield mix for our baseball fields at Bunt Park and for Ranfield and things like that, the ongoing maintenance.
Right.
Any discussion?
Is this Recreation Trust or current fund?
This is a Recreation Trust. Where did you certify? I did ask that.
See, I don't know. Do you know the line item? Because I don't.
I actually. I think I have a cheat sheet. Let's see if I can find it. I don't think that is. If you want to go, I was going to say it might take me a little bit to find this.
We can move forward. I mean, it's either way, it's going to be fine. It's more knowledge. I'll ask after the meeting. I'll follow up.
Okay. So, in that case, can we have a motion?
I'll move.
Can we have a second?
I'll second.
Thank you.
Councilman Glazer?
Yes.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlik?
Yes.
And Council President Kachanowski?
Yes.
Motion carried.
Okay. Next is our public comment meeting, which we already had, but I'll give a second chance. Anyone from the public? Nope. Can I have a motion to adjourn?
I move that we adjourn.
Can I have a second?
Oh, wow.
Second.
This is bizarre.
Not much on the agenda. I could have.